Okay, hello to all of you. Hello, welcome. Welcome, dear delegates. Welcome, dear Mr. Chancellor. It's a great honor that you're with us here today at the Y7 Youth Summit here in Berlin, and that you're taking the time to meeting all the young delegates present here who are super excited of presenting the Y7 Communique 2022 to you and give you the recommendations for the G7 Summit in Elmau.
Yes, I will introduce you now to the different tracks we've been working on. In alignment with the first key priority of the G7 presidential program, a sustainable planet, we created the track Sustainable and Green Planet. And the key proposal of our first track builds on the idea of the Climate Club. And as you, Mr. Chancellor, highlighted yourself, we don't want this club to be an exclusive one, but rather an inclusive one that involves different stakeholders and especially young people into its decision-making processes and its implementation. And the track also highlights the repeated commitment of the entire G7 to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. And to reach that goal, our track proposes carbon pricing that obliges high-income countries to carry the main financial burden, following the principle of shared obligation when addressing environmental destruction, while denying equal responsibility of all states regarding environmental protection.
Yeah, and as you can hear, we have like a variety of different tracks working, like young people committed to be working on the different aspects of the G7 presidential program. And track two is focusing in alignment with the economic stability and transformation aspects of your program for Elmau. And our youngsters here worked in a track that aims to transform our economy and creates shared progress. And there, the key proposal is for a transition within the world of work, a just transition to new digital and environmental standards. So we would also like to urge the G7 during their summit to focus on the regulation of unpaid employment, employment opportunities, and banning unpaid internships for that are taking longer than 1 month, which is also in line with the advocacy work of other youth organizations.
Yes, and our first track is in alignment with the third key priority of the G7 presidential program, Stronger Together. And we are delegates working on the resilience of democracies. And in this track, we call upon G7 leaders to create civil society task forces that will allow for the implementation of concrete communication between the governed and the government, so that community participation is ensured on all levels of policymaking. And leaders should ensure that such task forces are representing the reality of our societies by being diverse and inclusive in their representation.
And last but not least, we have a track on global health and solidarity, where we are having a committed group of young people focusing on mental health. Particularly, mental health is a strong topic this year. We would like to urge the G7 to focus on the issue of mental health, particularly for young people in terms of responding to different sets of crises, like the COVID-19 pandemic, obviously, but also climate change or other consequences that are affecting us, particularly as young people of our generation. And we would like to highlight that last year, this was not in the G7 presidential program, but the Y7 summit in the UK convinced Boris Johnson as the Prime Minister to take that onto the agenda and push for it, and he did. And we would also like to invite you to take the mental health topic on the agenda as well for the young people of this summit.
And now you might be surprised that our last final track did not work on topic committed to the G7 presidential program, but instead followed the shocking political developments of the recent weeks. And we know that the G7 leaders are discussing the invasion of Ukraine, and at this point we wanted to highlight the role of young people in peace-building processes, and hence created a new track on youth, peace, and security. And this track does not solely focus on Ukraine, but was created as a consequence of the war. And building on the existing United Nations Security Council resolutions on YPS, we ask G7 countries to lead by example by implementing the YPS agenda. And this includes strong partnerships with youth organizations and the commitment to concrete actions for the institutionalizations of the YPS agenda.
So now you've heard like the key elements of our communique, which we'd now like to hand over to you before then listening to your keynote, to your remarks on our communique. But before that, we would like to hand it over and then take a picture and use a photo opportunity with you.
So.